Wessex LMCs, supporting you and your practice.
Hello and welcome to another Wessex LMCs podcast. My name is Joanna Welsh, I'm Communications Officer here at Wessex LMCs, and today I've been joined once more by Jan Harley-Doyle from Lifestyle Options. Now, Jan is here to explain the importance of practices being aware of the ramifications of staff taking late retirement from the 1995 section of the NHS pension scheme. So hi Jan, thanks for joining us. I know you're keen for people to be aware that the sooner they take action, the less money they will lose. Can you explain a bit further for us?
Hi Joanna, thank you for inviting me to speak to you today and for circulating my handout on late retirement. The reason I was so anxious to ensure all your practices are aware of the ramifications of staff taking retirement from the NHS 1995 pension late is because on a daily basis, I'm being approached by individual members who had no idea they'd lose money by retiring after their normal pension age. And it is a bit complicated, in fairness. So I apologise in advance that the handout I've produced is 5 pages long. However, I needed to make sure it covered every eventuality, especially as people are sometimes getting incorrect information and therefore making decisions that potentially lose them some of their benefits. So the first thing to mention is that this only applies to any membership accrued in the 1995 section. It does not apply to any membership accrued in the 2008 or 2015 schemes. To add a further complication, there's a really important milestone date that influences how members' benefits are affected. So if someone was due to retire from the 1995 scheme before the 1st of April 2022, then one set of rules applies. And if they were due to retire after the 1st of April 2022, then a second set of rules applies. You might ask why. Well, that magic date, which was the 1st of April 2022, was when we all had to move over to the 2015 scheme, and any membership we accrued after that date went straight into the 2015 pension. Now, that was regardless of our age or our proximity to retirement. So in the handout, I've given specific examples of how it worked before and after that magic date. But for this podcast, I'm only going to talk about those who reach their normal retirement age for the 1995 section after 2022. But the handout does give examples of both. So let's now think about somebody who was due to retire after 1st of April 2022, and all the membership accrued after that magic date went straight into their 2015 pension, not their 1995 pension. Let's imagine that they were 60 on the 2nd of April 2022, and they were thinking of not drawing their 1995 pension for 3 years, so they will be drawing at the 2nd of April 2025. Those 3 years, those three additional years after their 60th birthday, will not be added to their 1995 pension. And they cannot backdate their pension claim. So if they were due a pension of, say, £1,000 a month, they would be missing out on £36,000 of potential pension payments. Now, the only good thing is that, well, I would hope their pay rate has gone up a bit in those last 3 years. And their 1995 pension would normally be based on the best of the 3 years' salary in the years they worked immediately before they retire. So that could improve their pension a bit.
Okay, so why do you think people didn't claim their 1995 pension when they reached the normal retirement age for that pension?
Well, Joanna, I think there are a couple of factors that we need to think about why people didn't retire then. So firstly, they may not have been totally sure about when they could claim their full 1995 benefits. When I say full benefits, I mean without reduction for early retirement. So there's been a lot of publicity over the years about retirement ages having increased in the United Kingdom. And also knowing that the 2015 scheme wasn't claimable fully until state retirement age, some people just got confused about when they could claim. Other people also believe that their employer or indeed NHS pensions themselves, would let them know when they could take their pension. Of course, neither of those things habitually happen. The second reason, and I think this is actually a very good reason why somebody chose not to retire from the 1995 scheme when they reached their normal pension age, was that because unfortunately, under the rules in place at that time, it was only after the 1st of April 2023 that staff could draw the 1995 pension, retire, rejoin the pension scheme. So prior to that, they couldn't rejoin the pension scheme, even if they did retire and return. So historically, most of them at that point, if they drew their 1995 pension and came back into an NHS job, could only contribute to the NEST pension. So between April 22 and right up to April 23, they would have been in the NEST pension, which we know is not as good as the NHS pension. So incidentally, if anybody is in that position, so they contributed to the NEST pension, when it came to April 2023, they should have been invited to rejoin the NHS pension. And they could, if they wanted to, actually transfer their NEST pension back into the NHS pension if they want to. So that's just something to bear in mind. So just to be absolutely clear, since the date of the 1st of April 2023, everybody can do retire and return and come back into the NHS 2015 pension. And since the 1st of October 2023, they could also do partial retirement from any section of the NHS pension and still rejoin the 2015 pension scheme. And if they want to, they can stay in the 2015 scheme until they're 75 if they would like to do so. So it is pretty complex, and I can understand that people assumed that working longer would give them a better 1995 pension. But sadly, for that scheme only, there are no late retirement factors added. So it just gets increased by the cost of living increase, which only means that it keeps pace with inflation. Now, I know that all sounds like a bit of a nightmare, and if you're one of those who delayed your retirement, you're probably kicking yourself now. But please read the handout, and you can share it with your colleagues. And let's make sure that moving forward, all staff take their 1995 pension at the time that's most financially beneficial to them, taking into account all the factors I've mentioned, and also, of course, their personal circumstances.
Okay, thank you for giving us such an insightful overview, Jan. I think your handout's essential reading, and we'll upload a copy of the handout alongside this podcast and also publish on the Wessex LMC's website for reference. So I hope you found this podcast helpful today, and we look forward to you joining us on another Wessex LMC's podcast soon. Goodbye.
Wessex LMC's supporting you and your practice.